This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union leaders finalized a $2 billion deal Thursday that calls for sending 1 million rounds of ammunition, both from existing stocks and for EU countries, and for EU countries to work together to place new orders for more rounds to Ukraine to help in their effort against Russia's invasion. With Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut stalled, the long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia will begin soon. From his Telegram of social media account, Ukrainian Colonel General Alexander Sikorsky says Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are losing considerable strength and are running out of steam and trying to take control of Bakhmut. After considering a pullout in the eastern city, Ukraine kept its troops in place while also sending in reinforcements. The $2 billion deal to send rounds of ammunition should help in that effort. The Ukrainian army is using Soviet-era helicopters on missions to the front lines in their fight against Russia's invasion. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
According to the helicopter commander, each day they fly up to four sorties. The two-crew Mi-24 attack helicopter, built about 40 years old, is older than he is. The pilot from Ukraine's 12th Army Aviation Brigade says we're carrying out combat tasks to destroy enemy vehicles and enemy personnel. We're working with attacks from a distance, from where the enemy can't get us with their air defense system. The war in Ukraine is largely an artillery one, with territory being fought inch by inch under a barrage of shells and missiles. But, the pilot says, Ukraine's aviation capabilities play a significant role in the fight. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will become the highest-ranking Biden administration official to visit the African continent when she begins a tour of Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia next week. Her office says she'll work on strengthening partnerships, security, and economic prosperity. And analysts say her mere presence as the first female vice president who has ancestral ties to the continent is significant in itself. VOA's Anita Powell, who'll be traveling with the vice president, reports from Washington.
After a wave of visits this year to the African continent by top U.S. officials, Vice President Kamala Harris steps up next. The White House says this builds on the administration's progress since last year's U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, where President Joe Biden pledged to work to strengthen ties with the continent. Cameron Hudson is an analyst and consultant on African peace, security, and governance issues at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
She's the fifth senior-level U.S. official to go to Africa. She will have covered with her colleagues nearly a quarter of the countries in Africa with personal visits just in the last 3 months. So it's an unprecedented amount of attention and diplomacy going towards Africa.
And Harris, the highest-ranking elected woman in U.S. history, will also meet with the continent's only female head of state. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
In the southwestern U.S. state of Texas, a mother says she'll never stop fighting to get justice for her daughter, who was sex trafficked by two men who both received probation under a plea deal. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
For San Antonio mother Irma Reyes,
like a nightmare that I can't wake up.
In 2017, her teenage daughter was put in rehab for substance abuse, but she ran away and days later advertised online as being available for dates with men. Two men were allegedly renting her and another girl out for sex. The men were arrested. San Antonio detective Manuel Anguiano says they had solid evidence.
I don't think I've ever worked a case that had more evidence or actually work done on it.
The two suspects pleaded no contest and wound up being sentenced to 7 years probation. It's one of many sex trafficking cases in Texas under the office of Attorney General Ken Paxton, now under scrutiny. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are pressing forward with a vote on a midterm campaign promise, a bill that would give parents greater oversight over what is taught in public schools. Critics say it is a burdensome proposal that would fuel a far-right movement that has resulted in book bans. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has made the Parents' Bill of Rights Act a top priority during the early weeks of his tenure atop the U.S. House of Representatives. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.